Welcome, Diana Rimpey, to KBOO.
Hello there, Sharon Grant.
Thanks for being here. So I just want to start off by saying, whenever I mention street books, the majority of people say, you mean street roots, right?
Yeah.
So what is it and how does it work?
All right. So street books, we are a mobile bicycle powered lending library for folks living outside and at the margins here in Portland. And I want to say to the street roots thing, that happens to us all the time. We take it as a wonderful compliment because Israel Bayer actually helped us out years ago get the project started. And we love street roots and we still collaborate with them all the time and think they're the best. So we're glad if we're going to get confused with anybody, we feel pretty honored that it's street roots.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how long has Street Books been around?
Yeah. So we've been around for about 11 years. And it started out as a three-month art project. Laura Moulton had this idea that she'd go out and do what's called a social practice, art project, where she would interact with people on the street and just do that for about 3 months. So she created this bicycle. She and her brother built up the library. It folds out to become a library. We still use that bike. And she went out to the South Park box and just showed up there and started offering books to people. And almost immediately, people really started coming back and they'd check out a book and be gone for a week and come back and get another one. And so at the end of 3 months, Laura planned what was supposed to be her last shift. She got there and there was this fellow with his book and she realized, oh, I'm going to keep doing this. And so we joined her and started spreading out across the city in different places. I went over to the east side and started a shift over at St. Francis Dining Hall and over at VOS, the Day Laborers Center, bringing books to people who were primarily Spanish speakers. Another woman helped out and was at a different place. A guy was over at Sisters of the Road. We were at Right to Dream 2. And suddenly we found ourselves 11 years in and all over the city.
And so in that period of time, I mean, that really is a long time to be doing something like that, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not some huge organization with big funding and all that. So what impact do you see street books having on the community that it serves?
Well, that's a great question. And it's really the reason that we have kept on doing this, because we see that it has a really deep impact, both on the folks that we're working with and also on sort of everyone out in Portland. And I know that's a big statement, but what I mean is that street books at its heart reminds housed people that people living out on the street are full human beings who have the desire for connection, a life of the mind, a relationship with other people, just like people living inside do. As you know, there's a tendency for people that are housed, not all people, of course, but many people, to view unhoused people as somehow subhuman, as not connected to them, as somehow as other, we would say. And I think that Street Books has this remarkable, simple ability to remind people otherwise. You know, when someone is out reading a book or talking to someone about books, it's just this really simple reminder. Like, here's an example. We used to go to the waterfront and do a shift there. And invariably, there would be lots of people who would be jogging by, maybe with headphones on, and they'd run by and they'd sort of catch a glimpse of the bike out of the corner of their eye. And they'd be like, oh, that's weird. And they'd run over to it to check it out. And then they'd like be looking at the books and all of a sudden they'd be reaching for a book. And at the same time, somebody with a backpack on, one of our library patrons, would reach for the same book. And we'd mm-hmm. witness this connection when they looked at each other, where the person who'd been jogging mm-hmm. by would see the other person as the same as them. You know, yeah. Like they had this thing in common. And it sounds really simple, but I think it's really profound. So in that way, I think Street Books just operates as this continuous reminder of the humanity of people making their way outside. And also, I think Street Books is really important to the people that we serve because we show up every week at the same time in the same place. And we know that people by name, when we're asked to get something, a book, you know, like maybe I want the third book in a series, they might say, and we show up with it, we're coming through with something that's promised. And I know that sounds simple, but it's, I think a lot of people living out on the street are often let down. They're let down by the broader system. They're let down by individuals within the system. And there's something really tangible and meaningful about having somebody follow through, recognize you by name, say hello, and do what they said they were going to do.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know that I worked in county clinics for a long time, and
yes,
people get disappointed all the time.
Yeah.
Having expectations for things that they absolutely need for their living.
Yes. Just like, you know, basic human needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think one of the things we often ask people to do who call us up or who reach out to us and say, how can I help? Is we say, you know, of course you can give us books, you can give us money, you can, you know, help us out there. But really, you can just come along on a library shift and see what it's like. And people come along and they get their minds blown because it's just this kindness and connection happening moment after moment out on the streets, because the streets feel like a scary place, especially right now. And I think that Street Books acts as this kind of conduit for letting people actually fully see one another out on the street instead of just being this kind of like imagined, frightening kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's really important now because people are complaining about the streets of Portland being a mess and, you know, all these people out there on the street, you know, they can't get their garbage picked up, you know, trying to find food.
It's hard. It's since COVID, especially, it is really hard. But bottom line is people need a place to live. And if they can't pay the rent, if they can't afford a place to live, they have to live somewhere. And until we as a society figure out how to make sure that everybody can afford the rent, we're going to just see this happening.
Yes.
You know, it's really quite simple and we make it very, very complicated, but people need a place to live. And until they can afford it, they're going to live on the streets. And that's a bummer. You know,
what impact does this work have on you?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. You know, I have been blown away since the very beginning of doing this. And I started working with Street Books. I think this is 9 years for me. It's 11 years for the project, 9 years that I've been doing my own library shift.
Wow.
Yeah. And every time that I go out and I work out on the street about 3 days a week, and every time I'm struck by how generous people living on the street are to welcome me, who's just offering a paperback and a set of reading glasses, and now with COVID, a mask, to welcome me into their lives week by week is such a gift to me. I mean, people are so generous and their hearts are so big. And I love that. It restores my faith in the world, which I need so selfishly. It's really great for me. I was trained as a community psychologist. So someone who pays attention to the way people are affected by the place they live, but that they also affect the place that they live. So we are affected by our context as our context affects us. And Street Books has been this wonderful and really amazing place to see that in action. So again, selfishly, I get to do the work that I thought that I would do, but in a lived setting. And that's really meaningful. But mostly it just reminds me of how good people are.
We have just a couple seconds left, and I just want to ask you, how can people support Street Books?
Well, you can reach out to me at Diana, D-I-A-N-A, at streetbooks.org, and I will tell you. Or you can click on our website, which is www.streetbooks.org, or on our Instagram, which is street.books. So there's some ways to connect with us. Also, we've just released a book that Laura Moulton, who started the Street Books Project, and one of our long-term 11-year patrons, Ben Hodgson, wrote together. And it's called Loners, L-O-A-N-E-R-S, Loners, The Making of a Street Library. And it's a wonderful book. So pick it up, read it, and learn more about our project.
Awesome. We have to end there. I really appreciate the time, Diana. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sharon. You're the best. Thanks so much.
This is Sharon Grant for KBOO.